The Ice Bucket Challenge 2.0 ended yesterday. You know how it started. One patient passed it to another who posted it online, and suddenly everyone was dumping buckets of ice on their heads and making donations to ALS research. They did it again last month, and they'll do it again next August because the need isn't going away. ALS first destroys muscles, then speech, then people can't breathe. The Ice Bucket Challenge has raised money, over $225 million, and awareness. But most research is into causes. There are two drugs in the pipeline, but no cure. We thought we'd check in with 29-year-old Corey Reach of Piedmont, California. We first spoke in 2011. He was diagnosed in 2007, and he joins us again now. Welcome.
Hi, Mom, and good to talk with you again.
So great to speak with you. How are you?
I'm well. As you can tell, or people who might have heard the piece, I've progressed a little bit. My voice is a little bit worse. I'm in a wheelchair now, full-time.
Full-time in a wheelchair, yeah. Mm.
But considering that for most ALS patients, 2 to 5 years is about the life expectancy, I'm doing exceptionally well.
Boy, I'll say, I mean, you're now 8 years into the diagnosis, and as you say, for most ALS patients, the maximum life expectancy is 2 to 5 years. You're beating that, and 10% seem to live over 10 years. You seem to be on your way to that. And do we understand you are still the assistant coach of the Piedmont High School women's tennis team?
And men's, yes.
Okay.
And I'm on my 8th season now. I'm doing that.
I know your dad, Ted, is sitting there. I'm going to get to Ted in a second. But I just want to note, too, you took part in the challenge with Steve Vogt, all-star catcher of the Oakland A's.
Yes. Steven Vogt is an amazing guy. I go to a lot of the games, and a few years ago, I almost got hit by a foul ball.
So you go to every Oakland A's game, and you almost get hit by a foul ball.
And I tweeted at the catchers that I needed a catcher's helmet so I wouldn't get hit. The next day, his wife brought me a catcher's helmet, signed by all the catchers.
So again, Steven Vogt, you tweeted him that you could have gotten hit by a ball with ALS. I mean, it would just,
yeah.
And he gave you a helmet.
He gave me a helmet, and I wear it every game now. So he has been amazingly supportive, and to get to go on the field and get doused in ice water with him was very special.
Well, I'm going to bring your dad, Ted Reach, in, because I understand, Ted, it was an ice bucket challenge, but given that it was California, there were some revisions?
Yes, they had to use a small amount of water and ice as a result of our drought.
Right. Well, but at least you still did it. Ted, let me take up with you for a second. Your sense of where he is, I mean, we are thrilled to hear that he seems to be, in many ways, beating some of the odds.
Yes, he's hanging in there. He is, we say, the lucky among the unlucky.
Right, a fine distinction there. But let's ask you about what you think of the other impacts of the Ice Bucket Challenge have been. Obviously a great day for Corey and for all of the patients who are doing it. But what else has been achieved? We're reading in Boston.com that the CEO of the ALS Therapy Development Institute here in Cambridge, you're affiliated with them, Steve Perrin, the CEO, told Boston.com that he used to have to explain what ALS was. Now he doesn't. And so there's hope with the patients, not just because of the $4 million boost in funding that they got after the first year, but because of all the raised awareness. Do you agree that the Ice Bucket Challenge has had this positive impact?
Yes, I think so. I think awareness is clearly a result of the Ice Bucket Challenge. And then in addition, for ALS TDI, Therapy Development Institute, that $4 million has been wonderful. TDI has already put that to work in several different programs.
But what would you like people to know?
More is needed. The drug trials for ALS are especially costly. It sounds awful to ask for more when so much has been raised, but TDI is at a point now as a result of having invested the $4 million of having two very good candidates for clinical drug trials, and we need to raise money for those trials.
You've told us that you were hoping for more of a windfall from the Ice Bucket Challenge 2.0, which was this past month. Did it not come?
I think that ALS-TDI will have raised maybe $100,000 as a result of this year's Ice Bucket Challenge, which is fantastic. Drug trials can cost substantially more, so we'll be looking at additional sources of revenue to fund those trials.
Last year, you know, the Ice Bucket Challenge was such a phenomenon, and bringing it back for round two made so much sense. It was also like hoping that lightning would strike twice.
They were hoping that the funding in the second time around.
Yeah, you know, and we just can't predict whether or not it will happen again.
Yeah, you can't. Well, and let's explain TDI's approach and why drug research is so expensive. TDI was founded by a family whose son had ALS. This is the Haywood family. And the concern was that the academic research wasn't as focused on drug development as the family wanted. And you explained to us, Ted, last time why that is. You know, it's very hard to get drug companies to invest millions of dollars in patients who often don't live long enough for the trials.
You have a good memory.
Well, it had a big impact on us. We thought, oh, of course. So how do you change that thinking?
Well, it's baby steps, I guess. But the vision still is if we can find one drug to extend the life of people several years, then I think the way the math works is that we double the population, and then another drug might double the population yet again. And as the population grows, then there's more and more of a market, and it makes more business sense for the drug companies to be more interested.
And Tib, we should mention another thing that TDI does is treat each patient individually with something called Precision Medical Program.
That's a new program that was started with the Ice Bucket Challenge money from last year. TDI invested $1 million in that program, and it's the first program in the world. The program involves tracking the disease in individual patients. Corey wears something he calls accelerometers. They're anklets and bracelets. 1 week a month, his motions are tracked. And then in addition, his voice is tracked.
It looks like I'm on house arrest.
It looks like what?
Like he's on house arrest.
Yes,
with these anklets and bracelets.
Bracelets on. But it's tracking, you know, your movements. And each patient, we also know, gets genome sequencing, stem cells.
Yes. And so all of this is intended to help identify the candidates that will work in the greatest number of ALS patients to slow and stop progression of the disease.
Well, and there is the focus in other places as well of preventing it. So researchers at Biogen and Columbia University Medical Center recently announced a joint study partly funded also by the Ice Bucket Challenge. Johns Hopkins says they made a breakthrough in their work. It has something to do with proteins with money from the challenge. But as you say, TDI is hoping to come up with a drug to save those who already have it.
There's a lot of great research being done, but ALS is like a house on fire. And
a house on fire.
The most important thing is that we need to put out the fire. You know, learning about what causes ALS might be important, but right now that's not going to do me or anyone else when they lost any good.
Right. You put out the fire and then you figure out what started
it.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what you're saying.
And that's why we support TDI.
Yeah. What would you want to say to people who are, and every day there are people entering the pipeline that you are in, having trouble walking, can't figure it out. They're young, like you, they're strong. Why can't I get up the stairs? What would you want to say to them, those behind you?
No one knows. You might be one of the, as my dad said, the lucky, unlucky ones. And that you might be around for a long time. And so not to give up hope.
You might be Stephen Hawking.
Exactly. You might be bothering people for 40, 50 years.
And what would you both want to say, and Ted, maybe you start, to people who haven't taken the challenge? You're like, oh, it was, you know, ice and a bucket and what would you say to them?
ALS is one of the world's worst diseases for which there's no medication currently. You know, this is something that we can beat as a community, and we'd love the support of anybody interested in helping.
Yeah. Well, we'll link people to the many ways that they can get involved. Corey Reach, his father Ted from Piedmont, California. How about this? We haven't done this thing. We were going to. I don't know what happened. So we will meet next August. I will pour a bucket of ice on my head and on Jeremy's head.
Awesome.
Let's meet next August. And
okay, we'll come to Boston.
And let's hopefully celebrate even more funding. Thanks so much.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you very much, Robin.
Corey and Ted Reach, here's some of Corey's Ice Bucket Challenge with the Oakland A's Stephen Vogt.
In support of Corey and all those afflicted with ALS, I am now challenging Walt Weiss, Brandon Barnes, and Tommy Kahnle from the Rockies. However, due to the severe drought here in California, I am using a smaller bucket to complete the challenge.
We'll link you up.